Let's see if he's still, if he's out or he's not. Alfie, we are on
the air.
Stereo.
Alfie's not here.
Lounge.
I already talked to him. He's one out.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I just thought if he wanted to appear again, he may as well, because he's semi-official anyway.
Yeah.
But if he's not here, well, you know, it's okay. It's just an unofficial show, and I have to do something else anyway.
Let's let the intro of this game go. Let's frighten some people.
All right. Good grief. Was that Alfie C? No. It was Alfie C. Yeah, that is definitely Alfie C at 11 kHz. That has to be.
Hell, a cyberpunk thriller starring Dennis Hopper and other people.
Yeah, if it didn't feedback so much, I'd put it through my subs, but I don't want to feed back into you. Guy falls down a big hole. That's a boom. I like that.
For some reason, I'm not able to open the TBRN Miranda. I don't know why.
Oh, well.
Aha. Let's try this. Ah!
This is scary. Oh boy. Ooh, ow. Chunky.
Vocabulum etheris. Ominous venere of genitor.
Oh my god. That was a terrifying dream. You had it too?
Yes. The same one. The descent into hell.
I need a stiff drink after that nightmare.
Uh-oh. There's someone welding open part of their door.
Scrub team. Look out!
Ah! Oh, judo chop! Ah! Oh, he dodged that laser blast. Oh, he shot a guy in the face!
The heck, these guys are bad guys, obviously.
Are you the bad? I don't know what's happening really quite yet. The two people that woke up, they're like killing these people that tried to break in successfully.
Yeah. There'll be more of them. Let's get out of here.
They're running away. And now we're at the menu screen. Start new game.
You're going to hell.
Hell.
Good grief.
It was like the most over... It's like... This is like the most over-the-top game ever made that I've seen.
It is over-the-top.
So now... We're at... The... I don't know where.
The pad of a cybertech artist. You get the idea that the occupant is apt to strum the guitar while working on the computer. The art from around the world gives the impression that he's well-traveled, too. And in more ways than one.
Okay, what's this? Aha! Alright, well, I've taken the key to Dante's apartment. Now, how do I get out of here? Can we go back to the screen?
The electronic key to Dante's apartment.
Great, let's get out of here. There we go. Alright, I've successfully figured out how to get in and out of the inventory screen. Let's see. We got... Who's this?
The noble Gideon Ashanti.
Okay.
The heroic Rachel Brock.
Well, okay. I guess there are heroes.
At last, a friendly face.
Oh.
Dante Scrivener, underground hacker and amateur philosopher, grants you safe haven in his apartment. You never turned him in, although he is guilty of minor misuses of technology, because he has kept you informed on tech innovations in the underworld. You have become friends over the years.
Aha. Let's have a chat.
At least you're out of your underwear. You're lucky the hand didn't pick you up on indecency charges.
Aha. Am I supposed to do something?
We'll be fine as long as we don't cross the people at the laundromat who own these clothes. So, what's the flowchart? Let's start with what we know. A scrub team tries to nuke us in the middle of the night, only we got lucky and stuffed them. The question, of course, is what have we done to earn midnight execution?
Damn it, we're ARC employees. We enforce the laws. We believe in what the hand's doing, even though they step over the line sometimes.
Maybe they nailed you for being soft on rogue techs like me. Any other ARC agents would have pulled my plug by now. That wouldn't get us cleaned. Maybe a rebuke, but we could have told them you were a singer with data on other hackers. A few months ago, we tagged some would-be deck jocks that were programming in illegal sea space. Let a couple of kids skip, maybe give them a second
chance. In illegal sea space?
But again, they wouldn't scrub us over something like that. I know the two of you are straight lines, but even you can't believe that transgressions only punishes the wicked. This is a tyranny, man. A government with supreme power. Clearly, the first move is to learn what the hand has, or thinks it has, on us. If it were me, my first move would be to a 787 heading to Africa. The coastal African republics have become a high-tech free zone of sorts. A little rough, but the hand don't reach that far yet.
No way. We aren't running.
She's right, Dante. We've spent our lives enforcing this government's laws. I won't end it all as a fugitive.
Uh-huh.
We're getting some answers, even if we have to go to Celine Solux to get them.
Where do we start? Do you think we can trust Frank Jersey?
Of course we can.
Who's Jersey?
He's an ARC captain, our superior. I've never known him to act on political motives, just the opposite. He's taken great risks defending people from corrupt busts. Lives in Georgetown. He would have the official email on our scrub.
Nick Cannon. He's jacked into the Voice of God news nets almost constantly. He's one of the few people who get the news before it's run through the Decency Council's censors. Fortunately, he owes us for overlooking some information theft.
Don't you two arrest anybody?
We figured he was a good person to have our hooks into. Looks like we were right.
You two'd have to stroll right into Voice of God headquarters on the Mall. It's too risky. Voice is usually low security, and we don't plan on using the front door. So that's it. Cannon and Jersey. Not much. I wouldn't trust anyone else not to turn us in.
I might be able to fill your need. I know someone with links to the front. I don't know how desperate you are or whether you have any faith left in the system, but you may want to see what the other side has to offer.
It's funny, almost. A week ago, we would have busted you for telling us that.
I won't mention him again, but if you're looking for new friends, his name's Aldous Xenon. You can find him in a bodega in Chinatown near Gallery Place. I'll pass your names to him. He's a little rough, not your usual type, but you can trust him.
We'll keep it in mind. We certainly need all the help we can get.
Don't deal me out. I owe you two for not feeding me to transgressions. You always have a hiding place here. Take that extra key over there. It's yours. I'll surf the underground network, see if anything's being rapped out about your case.
Okay, then. So
corrupt
now...
governments within governments.
I know, right?
It reminds me of, if you've gone to the DARCA Project website and actually listened to the Falcon Banner.
I have activated the map. So now... Let's see. Arlington, the Pentagon, the Watergate, Foggy Bottom, Captain Jersey's Kitchen. We can't go there. Okay, I see. When I highlight certain places, they blink. I guess that's the place we can go. I see Dante's apartment. That's where we are.
We are.
And Captain Jersey's Kitchen. So I guess I'll click that. Bringing that up. There we go. All right. I guess we're here.
Cappuccino, anyone? Maybe some tea with a hit of bourbon in it? You must be freezing after your jog about town in your underwear.
We figured you'd have heard by now.
I saw it on the scrub team's playback footage. You two kicked some ass. I didn't know you had that in you.
Neither did we. Amazing what surprise and fear can do for your combat reflexes.
We know it's probably stupid to come here, Frank, but we need to talk to someone on the inside who we can trust. We know the Hand might be watching this place.
Screw the Hand. I'm an ARC captain. This is the last place they'd look for you. My standing orders are to scrub rogues like you. You know me. I always follow orders.
Why was a scrub team trying to burn us in our bed? Who gave the order and what the hell for? We've done our duty for Hand and country. Is this our payback? We haven't done anything.
That's probably what most of the people you feed to the scrubs said.
Those people were sinners, Captain. They deserve what they got.
I forgot. You two are believers in the guiding Hand. You thought being narcs for reality containment was doing God's work. Still feel that way now?
There's got to be an explanation. There was some kind of mistake.
Don't play games with me, girl. The Hand has something on you. What have you done?
Is this interrogation 101, Frank? If I were scrubbing over the net, then you know what they're charging us with. That's why we're here. You tell us what we've done.
You want to keep me in the dark? Fine. Maybe you don't know why they want you. Maybe you do. Here's what I know. The official charges are crap. Come on.
Yes.
You mean crap? This kind of stuff doesn't trickle down to grunts like you?
Educate us, Captain. Obviously, we need it.
The Hand's rule isn't exactly the rule of law. It's not what they charge you with, but the fact that they charge you at all. Officially, you're in violation of the Artificial Realities and Extranuminal Environments Design, Programming, and Transportation Act. You've been accused of dealing in pornographic virtuals involving human-demon coupling.
They said we're skin dealers? That's ludicrous. Look at my case history. I've burned whole libraries of pornographic books and virtuals. It's a frame job, Captain.
Of course it's a frame job. You two are either guilty of something else, in which case I'll take you in myself, or you become politically unpalatable for some reason and they want to whack you for it.
So somebody in ARC wants us dead?
Someone in ARC, or transgressions, or the Pentagon. Somebody with some connections, because they've linked you with Mr. Beautiful. And they only do that when they're desperate to whack somebody.
I thought you didn't ask who gave the order. Because it was the business you've chosen. Let's see. Look at that little monologue. There was this kid I grew up with. He was younger than me. Sort of looked... Okay.
Beautiful is one of transgression's dirtiest little secrets. Association with him is as good as a guilty verdict. They accuse someone of running in a narcotics or porn or illegal reality scheme, fabricate a link to Beautiful, haul his ass in, he signs a confession implicating the accused. Beautiful's freed on some technicality, and the accused gets scrubbed, or worse.
Let me guess. Beautiful's fingered us as accomplices in a virtual skin ring.
That's a good guess.
Where do we find this Assyrian scumbag?
He's got a hangout in the back room of a speakeasy called the Interface out in Foggy Bottom. Watch your step. Everybody in the place fancies themselves a badass, and most of them actually are.
Let's see. You suspect... What?
The government seems run like by the mafia sort of thing.
You suspect transgression's involvement?
Then we're finished. The two of us can't fight transgressions.
I fight transgressions all the time. What a pussy.
Best you can try to do is avoid them. They'll try for you again, that's for sure. Still, there might be a way to make transgressions work for you, if you've got the guts to try it.
I don't know about ridiculous guts. Will desperation do?
Desperations, that's a whole different department altogether.
Not everyone in transgression is
right?
Holy roads. There are some men and women of integrity trying to make the system work. One of them's an acquaintance of mine, named Jean Saint Mouchoir. He's a compulsive diarist, makes entries in a voice journal every day. He's a straight arrow, by the book guy, so you can't risk confronting him. You'll have to break into his office, and he has passwords and everything in the system. But if you can break those, you might tap into what he knows about your case. I know that's not much, but it's a start. His office is in Sin Central, the Transgressors Complex right smack in the Federal Triangle. Scrubs were out in force that night, which suggests a sweep, which means one of two things. You're either really involved in something dirty, in which case I'll haul your asses in myself, or Transgressions is using one fabricated crime to wipe up a whole lot of undesirables. Question is, why are you two loyal Archagents suddenly dirt?
Who were the other germs? Any pattern to the hits?
Only name that meant anything to me was Swivel O'Leary. He ran a speak called Interface over in Foggy Bottom. Wild place. Mr. Beautiful hangs there. Transgressions had been tolerant to this point, but they finally got around to O'Leary. Well, who knows? Transgressions is shadowy in its accusations because it answers to nobody. Virtual porn's a popular setup. They get you for the sexy stuff and for the VR. Not much I can tell you because I haven't worked that turf in decades. Pain in the ass.
But Beautiful deals in this stuff?
That's not his usual game. Plenty of other demons for that. Stay in touch. Do what I can to watch your backs, but be careful. The hand's not finished with you two.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The government is run by the mafia. And each part is answerable to no one but its own governance.
I know, right?
And if someone doesn't like one of the bosses, they'll just knock someone off to piss off the bosses and have a big gang war. Tony Soprano would like it here.
All right, I guess we're going to Foggy Bottom.
Yes, Imperator Solux.
Avert your eyes from your Imperator. You are not fit to look upon me, much less serve me. How is it that you allow those corrupt Archagents to escape the hand?
Well, we didn't expect anyone else to be in the apartment, so we...
You didn't expect? Did you plan? Did you think? Were you not entrusted with an important task?
Somebody came
Could
in to tell me something.
Could you have taken your head out of your ass long enough to point a gun at a couple of sleeping, small-time civil servants?
This woman's like a head, and the rest is like robotic.
Yeah, this must be the big mafia boss.
Well, but I...
You disgust me. You with your muscles and your firepower, pistol-whipped like a coward. Do you realize that the only thing separating you from an ape is an opposable thumb? As for your balls, you obviously haven't been using them either. So they will be mine.
What?
Take him! Get him out of my sight!
Oh yeah, so before this happened, it said, like, the only surviving member of the scrub team that our heroes killed this went back to this Selene Solux person. Alright, so it looks like we're at this Foggy Bottom entrance place. And I see there's...
While many people have seen demons in the bottom of a bottle, there's no telling from the front of this nondescript building that it contains a speakeasy, which itself is a front for the backroom headquarters of the demon Pazuzu, a.k.a. Mr. Beautiful. About the only clue to what's inside is the sign on the door. A pair of big, dark, bloodshot eyes peer suspiciously out a slot that slides open in the door. The swarthy lids blink slowly.
Well, let's have a chat.
What is it? I'll give you three guesses and a chance for the washer decking unit.
The password, numbskulls. You want in? You gotta gimme it.
There's a password? You're kidding me.
Nah, you gotta be a member. Read the sign.
The door says, Sentry Enforced Security, Admittance, Members Exclusively. What are the first four letters of all those words? Or, I mean, not the first. What is the first letter of all of those words? I don't even know why I said four. Sentry Enforced Security, Admittance, Members Only. It's clearly, I can see exactly what it's trying to tell me.
Okay.
What's the first letter of all those words in order? Sentry Enforced Security, Admittance Members Exclusively.
Jeez,
S-E-S-A-M-E.
Yeah.
Sesame.
God.
Well, I entered the code, and a manhole in the ground has opened up.
My God. I don't believe it, man. So they write the code in plain sight on the door?
Yeah.
Well, 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 and who's the next victim?
Who is this?
I beg your pardon?
So this is what you look like now. Wow, they did a nice job. You look great.
Why, Mr. Ashanti, my little heart would be all aflutter if I had one.
Rachel, honey, allow me to introduce Cinna Stone. She's, an old friend of mine.
Oh, really?
No, I just mean we go way back.
Yeah, we used to go way back, behind the barn, didn't we, Gideon? Hey, Gid, remember the days when I used to see through you? I love you, baby. I'll always love you.
Cut it out, Cinna. This is Rachel.
Not the Rachel. Well, what do you know? Walks on two legs and everything.
Wait a minute. Gideon, you never mentioned that you two were...
Involved, friendly, acquainted, pals, buddies, amigos. Familiar with the beast with two backs. Just good friends, a scream in the night. Rock around the clock. What do you know? Here come the daylight kind of friends.
Right. He never mentioned that.
So, Cinna, how's things by you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you for asking.
What's weird about this?
After you, electronics is the next best thing. Of course, it's not like I have any choice in the matter now.
What's weird about this is, like, our main characters are, like animated, like 3D characters. But this character is, like, clearly, like, recorded, like, video of the actress.
Shit.
But, like, she looks like a ghost. Like, you can see through her and stuff. It's interesting.
I was really sorry when I heard, son.
I know. I got your cards. The flowers. Or rather, the flower. What is that supposed to be? Dashing or something? A man sends you a single rose?
That wasn't a white rose, by any chance.
White as snow. You on the mailing list?
One of many, apparently.
Rachel, the woman was dead. I mean, not dead, exactly.
It's all right, Gideon. I was dead. Still am, as a matter of fact, in the quaint, traditional sense of the word. I'm not more than a picture in a scrapbook.
I just don't get this stuff. It's you. You're thinking, talking, still seem to have a little feeling, but...
It's not her feeling I was wondering about.
Relax, Rachel. Gideon always preferred his women to have some substance. Didn't you, Lamb Chop?
So how did they do this?
Did most of this myself, actually. You work with the kind of ordnance I work with? You always figure on slipping someday, especially when the tech updates itself every 5 minutes. I developed this droid I'd been tinkering with for years, and every now and then, I downloaded as much of my own playful, sweet self as I could into data. My personality, memories, you name it. Everything. That's me onto a couple of compact discs. I didn't bother to keep up the holographic file, so you'll notice I'm a bit younger than the last time you saw me. The last picture of me was from a cousin's wedding. I remember wishing I'd brought some plastic explosives with me. The band played Satisfaction once too often.
Do you remember what happened? I'm sorry, you probably would rather not.
Nah, it's all right. I don't remember a thing. I only remember up to my last downloading, which was about a week before what my doctors like to call the unfortunate incident. I remember taking the assignment, though. It was with an old friend from the Georgetown Revo days. You know, an old friend I was seeing in a new kind of light. He was a pretty damn good B&E man, though. But as far as demolitions go, he didn't know shit from Shinola. So I thought I'd help out and see what it would be like to work together. The job called for us to use proto-glycerin caps. Nitro in gel form. Highly unstable stuff. Not for use at home. Next thing I know, I'm coming out of surgery, and there's no there there.
You think your partner screwed up?
Couldn't say. He didn't make it. He always was kind of fumble-fingered when it counted, though. I guess it just goes to show you, never mix love and explosives.
Sorry about your...
Don't
that
be.
That worries me.
Go ahead, pinch me.
Who was in on the operation? What was your target?
Oh, no, you don't, Arkhead. You know I would never give up names.
Well, I'm not exactly with the firm any longer. We...
I heard. They finally wised up to the fact that you weren't really a fascist at heart and put a hit out on you. But I figure, knowing you, that it hasn't sunk in yet. You probably figure it's some bureaucratic snafu you can still clear up. And to be honest, it's an old habit that's gonna die even harder than I did, knowing better than to talk about the Revo side of things. I mean, remember how much trouble you had kissing in public? Even after we'd been going out ages, it made you uncomfortable?
Was he like that with you, too? I thought it was me.
Now, he's got his prudish side. And does he still leave wet towels all over the place?
Oh, wait a minute. I think we're getting off the subject.
How'd you like to see him take a walk on the Revo side?
Gideon? That's something I'd like to see.
Great. Why don't you come with us? We could certainly use you. Of course, with my expertise with explosives, unlikely to blow you up again.
No problem. That's the great thing about being dead. You don't sweat the little things.
Great. I have a feeling that with you along, we'll really be able to give the hand a run for their money.
Yeah, well, you know my motto. If you can't figure it out, blow it up.
Rebel against the Empire.
By the way, Rachel, I was just kidding earlier. I mean, I knew it was over between Gid and me, the first time I heard him mention your name.
Really? The first time? Why, Gideon.
Judas Priest, is it me or did the road just get longer? Okay, ladies. Beautiful must be behind that door at the rear of the bar.
First, how come his voice suddenly has, like, reverb?
Once we've done that, we can consider these other leads we've collected. Let's see. Dante told us about Aldous Xenon of the CFF. We should go there soon. There's Nick Cannon at Voice of God near the mall, and Dr. Clean at McPherson Square. Jersey tipped us to Mouchoir's computer in the Transgressions office near Federal Triangle, and he also mentioned a demon hunter named Dean Sterling. Maybe Mouchoir's got something on Sterling. Of course, if we really get desperate, we can drop in on our old friends Pap-Pap and Anime at their comic shop near Gallery Place. Not far from that Xenon fellow. A long road indeed. On to beautiful, ladies.
Okay. Cinna Stone joins your party.
Great.
I guess so. Now we're in some bar here. Let's see, who's this?
A woman of striking warmth and grace is out of place in this seedy speakeasy. Ever since the previous bartender, owner Swivel O'Leary, was brutally murdered by a scrub team, former Hell's Angel Sore
Swivel O'Leary
tender as a, well, open sore. Some things never change. A big, badass biker. He may look like an elf, but he's really a wizard when it comes to jury-rigging anything out of nothing. He's even got his appearance rigged to his liking. Due to his size and quiet demeanor, he's easily overlooked, despite the fact that his name has near-legendary status. This disparate confabulation of decades of urban contrariness in fashion, attitude, and jargon appears to have dressed in the closet of some countercultural royal in the dark. Carries it all off with the haughtiest, most regal bearing, though. The look of royalty, slightly deposed.
You don't look like the type who drinks in a place like this. Not by choice. I'm desperate to earn some money. Know anybody who needs the services of a good forger? Damn right you don't look the part. Why put yourself at risk? That's my business, isn't it?
Not if you're pushing your services to us.
I told you, it's the money. I need cash to get my daughter out of the city. She lives with a gang of kids that call themselves the Clean Machine. They live near McPherson Square in a tenement across the street from their opposite numbers, the Deadly Seven. That's odd. What caused the division? Was it a result of their deck mutation?
Not much we can do about getting your girl out of the gangs, but we could have use for a forger.
I always carry my tools. If you want me to work with you, I'm ready. But my condition is this. You two help me convince Chastity to leave the Cleans. Do something to show her how empty a life it is, and I'll serve as your forger. Agreed?
Okay. I guess we can.
This reminds me of Star Wars, like Rebels and the Empire.
We can recruit Sophia Bean.
Fine.
Yes, no, end conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, remember our deal now. You have to help me with Chastity while I forge for you. Time goes by and I think you're welching on our deal. I'll leave you high and dry.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we'll have objectives to other missions, yay.
He may look like an elf.
Oops.
I was wondering when you two would get to me.
What are you talking about, fella? We never saw you before.
I know, just my footprints. And that's only when I got sloppy a couple times.
Who the hell are you?
Name Scub Stevens.
Holy cow, Scub Stevens? The man's a legend.
You're Scub Stevens? You're kidding me.
You expected something taller?
Well, yes, frankly. A holograph can dream, can't she?
Cinna, a holograph can have some manners.
It's just that we never figured on meeting you. The sign of a good rigger is that he doesn't leave too many fingerprints. You don't leave any. In fact, That's how we know a job is yours. No fingerprints, no marks, vert after images, nothing.
But from what I seen, if anybody could have given me problems, would have been you two. Too bad for Ark. You're out of the business.
Wait a minute. I just remembered something. Didn't a scrub team come after you once?
Maybe. No, maybe about it. Don't they teach you Ark boneheads about famous disasters amongst your peers? I mean, he took out an entire scrub team.
Let's just say you should never try to take a jury rigger at home. I didn't have to lift a finger. All they had to do was open the door. How did you guys escape?
Pure luck. They were expecting to take us out one at a time.
It's never pure luck when you outdo a scrub team, lady.
Now I'm beginning to think our luck has run out.
Well, maybe not. You're off the hands map now. That's one good thing. They don't know where you are. They don't know what you know. Oh, there's a bunch of good people that were in your jurisdiction they never heard of. People you laid off of. Maybe some of them could help you.
People like you?
I can be persuaded. Plus, I sort of owe you two.
You'd be willing to work with us even though there's a scrub team after us?
Yeah, what the hell? It's a slow week. Well, what do you think? You need me?
We're just recruiting people left and right.
Yeah, why not?
Great. But don't you have to, like, get your little black bag or whatever it is riggers carry their tools around in?
Nah, I'm a rigger, for God's sakes. If you can't make do with stuff on hand, what good are you?
Okay.
This is quite RPG elements. You get team people with certain skills, and then people you've got to pay back, and some people you just join you and stuff.
That doesn't work.
What'll it be?
Answers to some questions we have.
Okay, beer.
I beg your pardon?
That's my answer. You only sell beer? We like to keep it simple. We wanted to ask you about Swivel O'Leary. Swivel's dead.
We know.
You don't get it. He's dead, as in smeared against the freaking wall. As in no way in hell I'm talking to you about him.
Cripes, whatever happened to the friendly neighborhood barkeep that you could tell your troubles to?
He's still dead.
So are we, if we keep wasting time on clowns like you. Come on, Gid.
Hey, sweetheart, ditch that loser and run with a real man. I got a full tank of gas in the hog, a 6-inch wad of $100 bills, and enough adrenal stimulators to party for a week straight.
Tempting offer, Chief, but I'll pass. We've got work to do.
Come on, babe. What can tall, dark, and depressed do for you that Mind Runner can't? Hanging with me is more than just physical, if you get what I'm saying. They don't call me Mind Runner for nothing.
Janet Casanova. We're digging for data on Swivel O'Leary.
O'Leary. Funny how a man gets more interesting once he's had his intestinal tract splattered all over a walk-in freezer. Swivel played it cool. Kept his mouth shut. Mostly mumbled to himself. Hell, half of that was in Latin.
Latin? He spoke Latin?
Just a few phrases. Hell only knows where he picked that up. Freaking annoying is what it was. I almost busted his chops plenty of times. Vocabulum est scrawle. Omnis venere ab genitor. He must have mumbled that 1,000 times under his breath. What's with you two? That mean something to you?
Vocabulum est scrawle. Omnis venere ab genitor, huh? The word scrawle could mean something.
Glad I could help, sunshine. Guess you owe me now. I can think of dozens of ways to repay me, depending on how flexible you are.
Okay.
I think we will not use him. Ask.
Huh?
I think we will not use him for anything else. He's a bit on the weird side.
Who?
that guy.
Well, that was the biker guy.
Yeah.
Actually,
we're not using him for anything.
No. I should have known. Investigators, you have that orderly, methodical look. Seekers of arrangement where there is none. It doesn't exist. And even if it did, I'm not interested.
Judas Priest, how do you order a drink with that kind of mumbo-jumbo?
Kind of reminds me of the time I tried to get you to talk about commitment, Gideon.
Yeah, well, you blew your chance at that one, didn't you? In more ways than one, I'd say.
Blew my chance? Did it ever occur to you that maybe some women feel that they don't have to beg a man to commit to something? Maybe I was secure and...
Are you saying that I'm insecure, you tin-plated bimbo?
Will you two knock it off?
All right. So anyway, lady, what you're saying is you're a fan of disorder.
Queen of chaos, actually. Deck in, baby. Cessez-moi. Queen chaos.
Is it me, or is this conversation just a tad over my head?
It's shooting around you, my dear. Like subatomic particles ricocheting for no discernible reason. And yet, I repeat, even disinformation includes information.
Do you know how we can get a hold of Mr. Beautiful?
Everyone knows that. You just have to say the magic word.
Good. There's nothing random about that. It takes a certain particular word to summon him up.
And yet not without the possibility of chance occurrence. Much like what happens in happenstance. A cyber-duality, the prosing occurrence of his appearance with you standing there. Much like if a drink was suddenly to appear at my elbow, for example.
Much like the fat within chance. You want a drink from us? You've got to give us some news we can use.
I'm sorry. You're like aliens to me. I see him all around me. It seems easy. You must merely look at the creature to see his essence.
But we can't look at him if we can't summon him up.
If you could, you would see no more than some petty hood. Not unlike thousands of others. Fate has condemned him. So he is the essence of condemnation. And that lies his essence. Within his essence, you will find him.
My head hurts.
Mine too. I give up. Thanks for your time, Queenie.
Okay. Map. You can't go anywhere without a map.
Har har.
He took down the map. Let's see. All right, we got... We can go to Voice of God Radio, Transgressions Entrance, Aldous Xenon's Loft, Papap John's Comic Shop. Those are the new places. Where shall we go?
Do them in order.
Well, I think, which one was the relevant one for the character... For the forger.
Not sure. I'm trying to do two things at once.
I'm slightly confused by what's happening here. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, well, let's go to Papap John's Comic Shop because it sounds funniest. What?
No, I was just talking.
Comics may have been outlawed, but with a wink and a nod, a few places like this have been allowed to operate as long as they restrict their inventory. Things are quiet now, but normally the place is full of kids hanging out and trying to read comics for free. A middle-aged woman who looks like she's at the end of her rope. She's trim and dressed in hip counterculture duds, but she looks exhausted. A disheveled middle-aged man in baggy Army-Navy garb, just a tad too mod for his age. His hair is standing up, and he looks like he can't remember where he left his glasses. Except he doesn't wear glasses. The comics computer is essential to the daily operations of the shop. A lot of Mom and Pap-Pap's business comes to them over the net.
Let's go somewhere else.
If I'm lucky, there won't be any extra podcasts for me to download today.
Let's head to the radio place.
They're not on the
news
site.
Reporters of the future have become more plugged into technology than ever before. They are literally plugged into their desks with headsets that can spool information coming in from field reporters around the country via telelinks and vidgraphs.
Hey, Cannon, the world can wait. You got company.
Oh, wait a second. Is that you, Gideon Ashanti? Well, then Rachel Brack must be there also. The news waits for no one. I'll be with you. Now, I'm assigning stories. Let's see. French authorities probe latest report of a hell portal opening. What else? A minor demon named Morax is elected to the Georgia State Assembly.
That's hell. It.
Download and assign.
Demons.
Hold the rest. Sorry to make you wait. There's too much news streaming over the lines. Too much happening. Hey, speaking of news, what's the buzz with you two? Transgressions put out a wire a few nights ago that had you two scrubbed. They don't usually make mistakes about who's dying. Are you two a couple of ghosts?
No mistake, Nick. They wanted us. They just didn't get us this time.
Wire said you two were running virtual pornography with a demon called Mr. Beautiful. I got two reporters on it right now, getting details from Transgressions. Planning to run a sidebar on Beautiful.
We got lucky and got the drop on the scrubs that came to do us, but luck won't keep us alive.
Whoa! Something coming over the wire that would have interested you when you were with Ark. A gang of kids in Judiciary Square calling themselves the Freak Beats. Now, they're a bunch of fourth-generation deck babies with a serious hate for anyone associated with artificial realities.
Warrens around the square are rife with outlaw techs. They've picked their hunting grounds well.
Yeah, we've been covering their activities. Han likes to report on techs getting scrubbed. Censors pass that stuff through almost without comment. Freak's current rant is that they're drawing a bead on the whereabouts of an Actidec pioneer.
He's got to be 1,000 years old by now. I thought they were all dead.
Freaks think he's there. Who cares? The only reason I'm telling you this is because you're going to need a hiding place, and the Warrens are a good place to disappear into. The Freaks will like that you were Ark. They might put you up. They sound kind of crazy, but you can't be too picky right now.
What else have I got to do today? There's nothing to hack out here. Let's see. If I'm going to listen to my stuff on WinUp, I should check my player.
Damn, it's locked.
Ah, who would have thought?
Oh, boy.
It's just a locked door, but nobody knows how to lock a door like a government security agent. The snooty brew of choice for 2095's happening now, upwardly mobile in their dreams, people. Guaranteed to get you the car, the girl, or at least unconscious.
That doesn't work.
Curses.
That doesn't work.
Oh.
I can't do that.
Damn it.
It's just a long.
Let's try using the explosive charge. God damn it. I don't know what the hell to do then. Leave me the hell alone. Let's go somewhere else. Your interface makes no friggin' sense.
Cooling up today, and it's
off. Hold it right there. Don't move. Okay, you can come in now.
What was that all about?
He was scanning us. Scanner had a motion stabilizer on it, too. Move and it stabilizes you. Stabilizes you as in poof.
Very good. How did you know? You couldn't find those scanners if you reduced this place to toothpicks.
I don't know. To tell you the truth, it just came to me. Weird. I guess it's just something I picked up somewhere. Anyway, I take it Dante told you we were coming?
Yes. You'll have to forgive the scanner check. Standard precautions. Anyway, actually, when Dante mentioned you, I asked him to send you. I thought a couple of renegade archagents could prove useful. Archagent. You ever notice how much that sounds like Archangel?
Can't say that I have.
Dante seemed to think you could help us.
Oh, there's no doubt we could help you. The question is, are you going to help us?
You said yourself a couple former Archagents would come in handy. We can help out. Some.
Some. Some's not enough, my dear. You think the Resistance is staffed by part-timers working their way through school? Don't tell me you can help some.
Take it easy, pal. Rachel just has a little trouble with the concept of total war against somebody we just quit working for. Somebody we gave heart and soul to.
Well, there's more to it than Solix, but cutting off the leader of a rotten system should help considerably. Snakes rarely regrow heads.
What are you talking about?
You still want in? It's got to be more than shelter in a storm. You've got to help us. I've got an assignment that only someone with a background like yours could pull off. It would involve swooping down and leveling a mortal blow against your former employer, the Hand of God itself.
All right, I'm in. I guess I just can't find any more excuses for Solux.
That's because there are none. Which is why your assignment is to kill the Imperator.
What are you, out of your friggin' mind? Solix has so much security around it, suicide even think about it. Shit, they probably could kill you for thinking about it. Solix probably has psionic bodyguards.
3 of them, to be precise. A reconnaissance that cost us the lives of 2 freedom fighters. We've even heard they've developed something called a resonator shield. Supposedly, Solix wears a device that is programmed to recognize the vibrations of various grades of bullets. In flight. The rifling of the bullets apparently slices through the air with a detectable resonance. The device emits an aura that matches the vibrations, thereby disrupting the flight, slowing up the bullets so much they literally bounce off the wearer. In any case, true or not, that kind of personal security is why we're not going after Solix.
Wait a minute. I thought you said...
We're going after Solix's car.
The Selenazine? Come on, it's gotta have security every bit as tight as the protection around Solix. And even if you got through to it, wouldn't they scan it for every type of demo device imaginable?
They've put most of their effort into guarding the building the car is in. They figure if the compound is secure, the contents are secure. But there's a lot of business in and out of that building. Getting past the initial security shouldn't be impossible. From there, you've just got a team of 24-hour mechanics to outwit. As for the device, take a look. It's a homing mechanism, not a bomb. The bomb comes later, when the car is in motion and occupied.
Still, they'll detect it right away, even if it is a tiny little thing. They'll find it long before Solix gets anywhere near.
Look again. This thing has an anti-scanning shield on it that cost us dearly. The final mechanism contains no demolitions, and it emits no radio waves. It's virtually undetectable.
So, how does it work?
It simply hums in response to engine vibration. That means we can use a resonance impactor, a smart bomb that homes in on the particular frequency of this little hummer.
Wow, what a great deal. All we have to do is go out and get ourselves killed for the resistance. Actually, probably tortured, then killed. And in return, you'll what?
What'd you expect? You think you could just sit around our various safe houses and twiddle your thumbs? You want to be safe and secure, you've got to help us topple the Androgyne. No one will ever really be safe as long as the Hand rules America.
He's right, Rage. Besides, we owe the old girl, guy, whatever. Hell, you know, we kill Solix, they might finally find out what sex that character is.
Oh, there's a good reason to do it.
For whatever it's worth, you survive, and I'll bring you to Senator Burr, the leader of the Resistance. Killing Solix has been my main orientation for years. It won't be the end of the struggle, but it will be the beginning of the end. It'll bring us that much closer to freedom, and it will rejuvenate the entire movement.
Give me the device, Xenon.
It's right over there. And you know where the Selenazine is, the garage at the Pentagon. Good luck.
This does remind me of the Empire and Rebel Alliance now. Except there's no Sith Lords. Probably something similar, but no Sith Lords. Or Death Star. Well, there might be one of those, but definitely no Sith Lords. Let's just check through the rest of my updates.
The remains of a Holovid and various SimStim games stand in various states of collapse around the hull of this derelict arcade. As old as the place is, though, a lot of the damage seems recently inflicted. Venom seems to leak out of the pores of this kid's acne-ridden face. He's got a buzz cut that makes it look like his hair is standing up out of fear of the noggin below. The only thing betraying the outward sang-froid of this attractive teenager is the fact that her hair appears lifted with a static charge, and the fact that she seems to eat nails for breakfast. Her own, which are bitten to the quick.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Looks like everyone's evil in this game.
You got a problem, Scuzzball?
Kid, you're vibrating like a tuning fork. What's wrong with you?
I've heard the freaks had some weird manifestations, but this isn't quite what I anticipated.
What'd you expect? You think we all had two heads or something?
Not exactly.
Oh, look, kid, just relax. The more excited you get, the more you seem to vibrate. Maybe we should talk to somebody else.
There's a bunch of us around, so watch your freaking step.
Let's move on, Rach. There's something going on around here. The natives are restless.
You freaking machine! I'm like jacking out of this bitch!
You aren't jacked into it, dirtbag. You're in an arcade, not surfing the net.
Rich, this place may not be the ideal hideout. We heard it was. I mean, you think these punks could outwit a scrub team?
I'll say. If these kids had dynamite for brains, they wouldn't be able to blow their nose.
They're with Ark! They're with Ark!
Will you disconnect? They're not Ark. If they were Ark, we'd be cranked by now.
Wait a minute. That was pretty good, kid. You must have read my mind. You psionic?
I'm a lot of things. You better watch your friggin' step. Even if you are with Ark.
Were with Ark. You're good, kid, but you're not perfect. We're on the lam, trying to avoid Ark, just like all of you Generation Experimental kids. I guess that part didn't get through to your receptors.
Get cranked, asshole!
Sounds appetizing. Probably a good thing I don't know what that means, punk.
You don't know about friggin' crank hour?
Well, kid, here's a novel opportunity for you. Enlighten us.
Julius Crankhour. He invented the friggin' Actadec.
Is he here?
He's totally dead, man. Crankhour got cranked by freaks just like us. Happened years ago.
If he'd known the Actadec was gonna lead to kids like you, he probably would have killed himself.
Wait till we get his little employee. His blood's gonna be all over the place.
What are you freaks talking about? Man, these Gen X kids give me such a headache.
We're gonna kill him! That's what!
Who?
Drexler! Oscar friggin' Drexler!
Wicked man, you are really starting to drool. These two morons don't know anything. Drexler used to work for Crankhour at Vesuvius Labs back in the 30s, back in the friggin' Dark Ages. They were making games. Now we are going to play a little game with Oscar.
Wham! Bam! 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 Oh, man, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to crank it up. We found out he lives over by Union Station. We got it all planned out. Just a few more hours, we're going to be taking him out.
You're going to murder this guy in cold blood?
Yeah. And if the freaks kicking in the door miss him, two more are going to be outside his window, flying with low-grav jet boots. You won't even see it coming. Damn freak maker. You two want to watch? Deal's going down soon.
Wait a minute. You two and the rest of your gang are going to kill an old man for something he did 60 years ago?
What's that supposed to friggin' mean? You think we can't do it? You think we shouldn't?
He's killed people with his friggin' brain.
Come on, kid, let's get out of here. I'd rather take my chances on the street. They don't call these kids freaks for nothing.
Okay. Email time.
Gang Alley.
Can I help you with something?
We're investigating a murder victim named Brian Avery. We also want to ask you some questions about Chastity Bene.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about a Brian Avery. And Chastity, well, she's been out a lot lately. Sorry.
What about here? You in charge?
Well, you might say that. The others seem to... Well, I guess they've appointed me leader.
Well, how exciting for you.
Well, I don't know if anything's really going on, but I think she's got kind of a crush on Dolph Van Itty, the Deadly's leader. The thing is, Chastity's so sweet and naive, she doesn't know what he's really like.
What's your problem with Van Itty?
There's no problem. He runs his gang, and I try to lead the cleans, that's all. If he wants to corrupt young people who don't know any better, that's his business. If he wants to
We get you, kid. You don't give a damn.
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't care. It's just that it's not my place to do anything about it. I just try to lead by example. I mean, for instance, if I knew that Dolph Vanity had some terrible secret in his closet, something that might make the Deadlies disown him, well, it just wouldn't be my place to uncover it. I'm just not talented enough to investigate it.
Not like, say, some hard noses you might come across who are investigating a murder.
Right. I mean, I'm really sorry that I'm not able to, because I suspect Dolph's hiding the kind of information that might bring him down, even break up the Deadlies.
Can it, kid? I'm beginning to understand how a wimp like you got to run this outfit. But look, what's in it for us? I mean, if we dig up some dirt on Vanity, that's great for a power-mad little dweeb like you. And it'll probably make Chastity wise up, too. Then if she's dumb enough to fall for your act, that's her business. But there's gotta be something in it for us if we're gonna mess with those psychos across the alley.
What? What do you mean?
You understand him, kid. He's saying we'll dig up whatever it is Vanity's hiding if you give us the scoop on Brian Avery.
I'm sorry. What was his name again? Brian Amory?
I'm gonna have to hit him. Let me hit him, Rach.
Get online, killer. Last chance, kid. Avery. The name's Brian Avery.
Oh, Brian! I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood you. Yes, I knew Brian, but I'm not sure I have what you need. I mean, I'd have to think about it, but I'd have time to do that for you while you're, doing what you said you were going to do about Dolph.
Sounds like we already got a deal. Come on, Rachel, let's...
Okay,
let's see what I got in my email box while I'm fucking around here.
Yeah. Okay.
His veins strain even in repose, although repose is most decidedly not his natural state, or even a place he's visited very often.
Well, I guess let's see if we can go in here.
Electric Sex is gazing out the window into the alley. Her look suggests that she's done it all and is looking for something more. A smooth-talking, risk-taking, hacker-finagler, wheeler-dealer who sleeps with one eye open and one ear cocked for the sound of change. She's
Boring. What's over here? Ah, that's where we came from. Oh, well. Let's see if we can save... Game saved. Yeah, well, I think that's enough. So, I am going to stop streaming. And
are you going to bugger off?
Yes, I am. Click